We're doing ברכות, חפגים למדבט, the two dots. תנו רבנן, רוצה להיכנס לסעודת קבע, מהלך 10 פעמים דל דמות, או דל פעמים 10 עמות, ויפנה, ואחר כך נכנס. This is a הלכה in הלכות דרך ארץ. You want to sit down for a long meal, so it's not nice in the middle of the meal to go to the bathroom. So what a person should do is he should walk 10 times 4 footsteps, and each time sit down and try to relieve himself, or 4 times 10 footsteps, and each time sit down and try to relieve himself, and then go into the meal. Because that way he at least tries to ensure that he shouldn't have to go to the bathroom in the middle of the meal. So this the naturalists say this today too. A person should walk and then sit. The Gemara gives a lot of advice. Here the Gemara just gives this. Mavia? No. It's just not nice for a guy to leave the meal in the middle and go to the bathroom. Amar Yitzchak, Anichnas to Sudat Keva Cholet Tzvirin V'Chakach Nichnas. Rabbi Yitzchak says you're going to go for a permanent meal, a long meal. So in the meal, we're worried who knows what's going to happen. You're going to get drunk. They didn't have juice those days. The only thing you had to drink was water and wine. So if you're tired of the water, you're drinking the wine. So who knows what's going to happen to them during the meal. So take off your tefillin before you go to eat. Upligad Rabbi Chiya. This is in disagreement with Rabbi Chiya. Damar Rabbi Chiya. Menichin al shulchano. Vechen hadulo. Rabbi Chiya says, take them off at the table. When you make the blessing and you start eating, take off your tefillin, leave them on the table so you can put them back on. Vadeimat. Until what point do you leave them on? Amar Nachman Bar Yitzchak, ad zman bracha. Leave them on until you make the blessing on the food. Tanichada, tzoy odam tefila v'imotav b'afra k'suto. One quote says, when you're going to take off your turban to wrap up your money and your tefillin, you could wrap them up together, that's okay. Netanya idach lo yatzu. Another brisa says, no, don't wrap them in the same wrapping. Lo kasha, hada azmine, hada lo azmine. The Gemara says, it depends if you've designated that turban for your tefillin, then you can't use it for your money. If you haven't designated it, then you can. So tefillin are tashmishei kedusha, because they have holy words of Torah in them. And once you've designated something for tashmishei kedusha, so then you can't use it for mundane things. If the Amar Rav Chista, Rav Chista gave us the following criteria. Haisudra de tefillin, if you have some kind of a wrapping you're going to put the tefillin in, the azminei lemeitzah beit tefillin, once you've designated it for the tefillin, tzal beit tefillin, asur lemeitzah beit pshite, if you used it once after you designated it, so it's been sanctified for that, and you can't use it for anything else. Azmine velo tzaube, tzaube velo azmine, shari lemeitzah bezuzme. If you designated it but never used it for tefillin, or you used it for tefillin but you never designated it for tefillin, then you could use it for your money. And according to Abaye, who says that designation alone carries weight, that even if you designated it without using it once, that already sanctifies it. What about using it? But using it alone, well then, no. It's only if you designated it.
Can we, like the synagogue, for instance, can we use it?